Blackstone Audio presents For a Foggy Night by Larry Niven. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot.
For a Foggy Night. The bar was selling a lot of Irish coffee that night. I'd bought two myself. It was warm inside, almost too warm, except when someone pushed through the door. Then a puff of chill, damp fog would roll in. Beyond the window was gray chaos. The fog picked up all the various city lights. Yellow light leaking from inside the bar, passing automobile headlights, white light from frosted street globes, and the rainbow colors of neon signs. The fog stirred all the lights together into a cold, gray-white paste and leaked it back through the windows. Bright spots drifted past at a pedestrian's pace. Cars. I felt sorry for the drivers, rolling through a gray, formless limbo, running from street globe to invisible street globe, alert for the abrupt, dangerous red dot of a traffic light, an intersection. You couldn't tell otherwise. I had friends in San Francisco. There were other places I could be. But it wasn't my city, and I was damned if I'd drive tonight. A lost night. I'd finished my drink. One more, and I'd crossed the street to my hotel. "You'd best wait until the fog thins out," said the man next to me. He was a stranger, medium all over, medium height and weight, regular features, manicured nails, feathery brown hair, no scars. The invisible man. I'd never have looked his way if he hadn't spoken. But he was smiling as if he knew me. I said, "Sorry?" "The point is, your hotel."